Hello and welcome to Habemus Papam, Episode 8, St. Telesphorus.
Dear brothers and sisters, annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Habemus Papam.
How's it going, everyone? Today, our Pope's name is St. Telesphorus. I apologize in advance if I am butchering the pronunciation of it. It's tough with some of these like old school Greek names. So around 125, around the death of St. Sixtus I, St. Telesphorus was chosen as the Bishop of Rome. And he was Pope kind of during the zenith of the Roman Empire, the height of its power and prestige. He was originally of Greek origin. We don't know much more about his background, so save that he seems to have been a hermit before becoming the Bishop of Rome. So the Liber Pontificalis, again, sketchy, but we'll go with it. The Liber Pontificalis says that he was an anchorite or a hermit, but others go so far to claim not only that he was a hermit, but that he lived and prayed on Mount Carmel in the Holy Land. And so for this reason, the Carmelites claim him as one of their own saints. But we kind of have to really take that with a grain of salt, because the Carmelites claim that Elijah founded their religious order. So, I mean, yeah, Telesphorus could have been a hermit. He could have been on Mount Carmel, but a habited member of the Carmelites, apologies to my Carmelite friends, probably not. So the Liber Pontificalis also attributed to him the tradition of celebrating Mass on Christmas Eve. And again, this with a lot of the things in the Liber Pontificalis is probably not correct. But you know, what's cool about it is this is the earliest mention in the historical record of Christmas Eve at all, which is really neat. Christmas and the celebration of Christmas didn't really catch on until the 4th century, so it couldn't have been St. Telesphorus who was the one who instituted it. But this early mention in the historical record of Christmas Eve is really sweet. The only other thing we know about St. Telesphorus is that Irenaeus states that he died gloriously as a martyr. So many of the other early popes later on were called martyrs, but in the early sources, like Irenaeus, only Telesphorus is given that title, besides St. Peter, of course. So he was martyred sometime around 136 AD, and he was buried near St. Peter on the Vatican Hill. And after his death, St. Hyginius was chosen to be the next Bishop of Rome, and we will talk all about him next time. Thanks for listening to Habemus Papam. You can check out the rest of the Catholic Bites podcast at catholicbitespodcast.com or find us on iTunes. Thank you, and God bless.